The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Yud. Gemara in Daf Yud discusses primarily the sugya of Kiddusha Rishoyna, Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asadlovik. The Gemara brings a Machloikis Tanoim. The Gemara wants to say it's a Machloikis Tanoim, Ritin Rav Elezer, Rav Yeshua, about this, what is the status of the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash. We know that the Beis HaMikdash was built twice, and it was destroyed twice. And while the Beis HaMikdash was built, it had Kiddush. The Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash was expressed that they were able to bring Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. The question the Gemara discusses is, what happens when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer around? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. During the time period where there is no Beis HaMikdash, does not exist, do we say that the place where the Beis HaMikdash used to stand, the Har HaBayis, does it still retain its Kiddusha? And in regard to all the halachas, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash is still standing, and therefore there would be the halachas about whether you're allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Someone who's Tomei wouldn't be allowed in. And when the Gemara speaks about the halachas of whether it's possible to bring karbonos in the Mokem HaMikdash, even if the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist, if there's Kiddusha, the Gemara says, then one can bring karbonis. And if there's no Kiddusha, one cannot bring karbonis. And the Gemara has this discussion. Also, the Gemara wants to be toiler this machloikis in a separate issue, whether there is a heter bomis. We know before the Beis HaMikdash was built, the person was allowed to bring karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash. And during the time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, a person was not allowed to bring private karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash on what was called the Bama. And the Gemara has a discussion that possibly, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak held that it was possible to be makriv a karbon on a Bama today because the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, and therefore the Kedusha doesn't exist anymore. And that would be, one would be allowed to bring karbonis. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak changed his mind, and he doesn't hold like that. And really he holds that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash still stands and still remains even today, and that is actually the Psak HaLocha of the Rambam and Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that the Kiddusha of the Beis HaMikdash remains even today. That means, technically speaking, theoretically, it would be possible for somebody who's Tahar to go be Makriv Karbonis today. But being that most people are Tomei, they would not be allowed onto the base of the Mokam HaMikdash, specifically in the Mokam HaZara, and possibly even the other places in Har HaBayis, people who are Tomei, some people who are Tomei would not be allowed. Now, the Gemara brings another Machloikis Tanoim. And the Gemara wants to say that this Machloikis Tanoim has what to do with the issue of whether you could be Makriv Karbonis today. Now, the Gemara brings a discussion regarding the mitzvah of Bati Arichayim. Now, the Torah says in Parashas Bahar, that if somebody sells a house during in a walled city, the halacha is he has only up to 1 year from when he sold it to buy it back. He has a schus to buy it back, but only up to 1 year after it was sold. And this is called the parasha of Bati Arichayma. This is the parasha of a house inside a walled city. Now, the Gemara says that these walled cities had Kiddusha. There's a specific Kiddusha that applies to walled cities. Rashi says there are other nafkaminas, there are halachas, that people who are certain people who are Tomei are not allowed to stay inside walled cities. Rashi says we also had a halacha of a walled city when it comes to laying the Megillah. There are certain halachas that depend on the Kiddusha that resides in a city that has a wall inside during in Eretz Yisrael. And the halacha of selling a bayis, selling a house during these Arichayma, is dependent on the Kiddusha. And the Gemara says that there's a machloikis if when Klal Yisrael came up during the times of Ezra, after the Golus Bavel, and they returned to Eretz Yisrael, if the cities that they returned to required a new Kiddusha once they returned to them, or if they did not require a new Kiddusha. And the Gemara says this issue of whether they required a new Kiddusha or not, or whether they retained the old Kiddusha from the first times of the first Beis HaMikdash, is dependent on the machlokes whether the Kiddusha of the Beis HaMikdash remains, or if the Kiddusha of the Beis HaMikdash does not remain. That's how the Gemara says. Now, besides for the Kiddusha that we have that in the Makom and Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha that we find in Batei Arichayma, there's also a third type of Kedusha. That is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael itself. We know there's specific halachas that apply to Eretz Yisrael, namely the halachas of Chumis and Maisris. There are other halachas, but primarily the halachas of separating Chumis and Maisris only apply in HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael itself. And the Gemara in other places, other Masechtas, says that the same way we can have a discussion whether the Kiddusha of the Beis HaMikdash remains in force after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so we have the same discussion whether the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael remains even today. And therefore, we will have a discussion whether the obligation to separate Chumas and Maestros today in Eretz Yisrael is Dereis or not. If the Kiddusha remains, then even today the mitzvah will be a mitzvah Dereis. If the Kiddusha somehow went away and was bottled after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, or after the Klal Yisrael stopped living in Eretz Yisrael, and then the Kedusha went away, so then even though today people do live in Eretz Yisrael, but the Kedusha was never returned, and since the Kedusha never returned, so then quite possibly the Chiyuv to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisers today would only be the Rabbanah. Now, Tosis in Zvachim, the Samach, says very clearly that the issue of whether Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha remains, if it stays even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, has absolutely nothing to do with the issue in our sugya of whether the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash will stay even after it's destroyed. Even though the Gemara uses the same words for both, the Gemara says the question is Kedusha Rishayna. Is the original Kedusha Kitchel Asalavai? Does it stay forever? Or is it like Kitchel Asalavai? Those are the words of the Gemara in regard to the Beis HaMikdash and the words of the Gemara in regard to Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, it's two separate sugyas, two separate questions. Tosfos, it's possible to say that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is today min HaTorah. The Kedusha still exists. And yet we can still say that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash does not exist anymore. It's bottled. And the opposite is also true, Tosfos says. It's possible for somebody to hold that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is still in effect today. We can bring Kavanos today. And yet, when it comes to separating Chumas and Maisers, no, Eretz Yisrael has no Kedusha anymore. There would be no Kedusha today. So Tosfos says that these two halachas are completely separate, and one does not depend upon the other. So now the question becomes, that's all true in regard to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. But we said before, besides these Kedushas, is also the Kedusha that applies to the Batei Arichayma, the Kedusha that the cities of Eretz Yisrael have. And the Kedusha that the cities of Eretz Yisrael have, the Gemara over here in Megillah seems to say, the Gemara says this, the Machloikis, whether the cities have Kedusha, or whether the Kedusha falls off in the cities once the cities were destroyed and once the people didn't live in the cities anymore, has to do with the Machloikis, whether the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash stays. The two things are totally zebizet. Even though the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not totally in the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, still the Kedusha of this walled cities and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash have what to do with each other. And the question is, how do we understand the connection between the two? So what we have to understand, first of all, is how does one make a city have Kedusha? Now, how does Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha? There are two possibilities. The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira at the end of the sixth parak that Eretz Yisrael can get Kedusha either by conquering it or by living on the land. Those are the two ways that the Eretz Yisrael can get Kedusha. And the Rambam says that the difference between the two ways for Eretz Yisrael to get Kedusha is if the Kedusha will stay after people don't live there anymore. Now, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, they get by building the Beis HaMikdash, and it was a whole ceremony that they brought Karbonis, and they brought them around the perimeter of the Azara. And the Gemara says in Shuas, in the Daf Tezvav, Daf Tezayin, that was the way how the Azara and the Beis HaMikdash received its Kedusha. And that is the way how to give it its Kedusha. And then the question is, does this Kedusha stay? The question is, how do walled cities get Kedusha? Obviously, just building the walls of the city, or the city having walls when Klal Yisrael conquered it during the time of Yeshua, is not what gives it Kedusha. Just like the Beis HaMikdash doesn't automatically have Kedusha just because you built walls for it. So this is actually a machloikis rishonim and achronim. Rashi says in Erechin that the way that cities get kedusha is by bringing karbonis and going around the walls, around the perimeter, which is the same way the Gemara says in Shavuos, that's the way to be mekadesh, to give Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash kedusha, is by taking shtei toidos, you take a carbon toido and you walk around the perimeter of Yerushalayim. And like the Gemara says, you take a carbon mincha and you walk around the perimeter of the Azor, and that's what gives the Azor kedusha. So too, Rashi says, by taking the carbon and going around the walled city, around the wall, that is what gives the walled city its kedusha. Now, according to Rashi, it's very understandable why the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash and the kedusha of the walled cities have what to do with each other. And the Gemara by us says that if the kedusha of one is bottled, then the kedusha of the other is also bottled. Because the question now becomes, this form of kedusha, this form of creating kedusha by walking around the walls of the city with a carbon, how long does that stay in effect? Does that stay in effect even when, after people don't live there, or even after it's destroyed, or does it stay in effect forever? And that's very understandable, the connection in our Gemara. However, Taisus over there disagrees. Taisus and Erechin disagrees with Rashi. Taisus doesn't clearly say, he doesn't give a reason how, he doesn't give an explanation how these cities become Kaddish. Taisus himself is not sure how. The Turi Evan over here says that being that the whole issue is not so clear, and it doesn't say clearly how you make the Kedusha, and to do the Kedusha the way Rashi learns, Taisus doesn't agree. Therefore, the Turi Evan suggests that the way to make Kedusha on Ari Chaima is through Kedusha Bepeh, is to say with, to speak out that you're making the cities Kaddish, and that doing that alone has the ability to give them Kedusha, no other way. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel and other places seems to indicate that the way that walled cities get Kedusha is together with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Since the walled cities are part of Eretz Yisrael, so when Eretz Yisrael, when the land itself gets Kedusha, however that is, to whichever direction the land, the Eretz Yisrael can get Kedusha, together with the entire Eretz Yisrael that gets Kedusha, the cities that have walls receive their extra Kedusha that they consider walled cities, because they're also part of the land of Eretz Yisrael. That's the way in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, he explains the Shitas Rambam at length, and he says that's the way that the Rambam understood it. Now, if we learn like Rashi, we said already the Gemara, our Gemara makes a lot of sense. The Gemara compares the two. If we learn like the Turi Evan, it's also possible to understand why there's a fundamental difference between the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of walled cities. That the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael depends on specific acts. It depends on either conquering it or it depends on living in it. It doesn't depend on specific acts of Kedusha, of being Mekadishit, of doing a specific act of Kedusha. Whereas building the Beis HaMikdash and making it Kaddish needs a specific act of giving it Kedusha. And the Turi Evan says, by Bati Ari Chaima, giving those cities Kedusha also applies Kedusha Bepeh. Even though the actual form of giving it Kedusha might not necessarily be the same, still it's possible that the Gemara would compare the two. However, according to the way the Rambam is understood by Rav Chaim, the Rambam says that the Kedusha of the Ari Chaima, the Kedusha of the cities, has to do with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And when Eretz Yisrael becomes Kadosh, automatically the cities that have walls during that time become Kadosh. So it would seem, according to Rav Chaim, according to the Rambam, that the Kedusha of the Bati Ari Chaima should have absolutely nothing to do with the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha of Bati Ari Chaima should depend on whether there is Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael or not. And as such, according to the Rambam Shita, we would still need to find an explanation for our Gemara.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.